and welcome to the Soul Business Success podcast show, Soul Aligned Strategies for Growing Sacred Soul Business Success. I'm your host, Kelly Vikings, known as the Divine Business Mentor. I believe the only way to successfully grow an online business is to merge soul, strategy, and spirituality. And this is a weekly podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's for online business owners, coaches, creatives, and consultants. You will know that there is a better way. You're ready to experience soul-aligned success. And I'm here to show you how. Welcome back to Soul Business Success. So excited for today's show because this is all about common mistakes and helping you to see where mistakes can cost you time and money in business, and how you can maybe change things or avoid certain pitfalls where sometimes people go wrong. We're going to start today with Marina's card, which is, I love the fact that it's a power number. So in numerology, we have three power numbers, 11, 22 and 33. And the 22 is big energy. And today's card is number 22. So whatever happens today, know that you are being encouraged to go out there and think big. Today's episode is going to be thinking big in terms of how can you increase your business success by creating strong foundational growth. So all in alignment. In fact, today's card from Marina is all about soul alignment. So understanding yourself at a soul level and knowing when you need to realign. I just love this. It's like it's so beautifully in alignment with what we're talking about today. So by picking this card today, the Akashic Records are showing you that there is misalignment in your life, that it's rooted at a soul level. Attaining soul alignment requires an awareness of your daily journey as a soul within the human form. Understanding your gifts, your divine gifts, strengths and behaviours, your lessons and patterns, which may take many lifetimes. And when you experience lack or struggle, or feel challenged in an area of your life, this highlights an opportunity to realign. Misalignments can be connected to past life choices, karmic relationships or decisions made through anxiety or fear. Use the records today to shine a light on those shadows. And it continues. And I love the affirmation that Marina has written, which is, and repeat after me, I trust in my soul's ability to align. Beautiful. Thanks, Marina. I love these cards. They're just perfect way to start our episodes, and they always seem to align with what it is that we're then going on to talk about, because alignment is an important part of making sure that your business flows. And if you're making mistakes, I can assure you your business will feel very disconnected and it won't feel like it flows. It will feel tough. It will feel hard. It will feel like you're treading in, you know, sticky, like treacle. And nobody wants that for their business. Everybody wants to feel this beautiful power, this surge of alignment, this creative energy, this momentum and flow that takes you forwards, doesn't keep you stuck. So today I've got five areas in business that are most likely, you know, costing you time and money in business. And the reason we're sharing these, as I said before, is to increase your soul business success. We need to work on creating stronger foundations in our business. That's what's going to help us to grow. So the first thing I want to talk about in this episode is defining your business. Okay, not enough people define their business. They don't take time to do the research, to look at their business. And what I mean by this is, you know, if I asked you, are you 100% clear on what your vision is? What's the answer? If I ask you, do you know the difference between vision and mission? What's your answer? If I ask you, what is your mission? What's your answer? And if I asked you what your unique selling proposition is, your USP, what is it? And the chances are that 50% of you listening, you won't know. You won't be clear on your vision. You won't know what the difference is with the vision and mission. Or you'll think that your mission is just about how you can actually achieve those things in your vision. You won't know your unique selling proposition. And I bet you've tried to take time for this, but didn't really know how to do it, so gave up. And I'm not trying to say that there's a wrong or right, but you get my view on this, is that it's a common mistake. And until we know clearly what our vision is, what our mission is, what our unique selling proposition is, our USP, we're going to be unclear, which creates an unhealthy, sticky situation where you don't go forwards in flow, where you're not aligned with your vision. That vision is what drives you. It's your North Star. Your mission is what definitely guides you, but it's also what is unique about you and how you will achieve it. And quite often people fail to bring in the fact that we are human form. And so their mission can be solely based on their business growth. And it's not just about that. You know, which is why for me, the only way to grow a soul-led business underpinned by soul strategy and spirituality, that's the way you step onto a path of soul business success, because you're holistic in your approach and whole. And I bet many of you haven't even considered your clients' needs, their demands. Again, if you haven't got clarity on this, you're not defining your business. You're not defining you or your business. And that leaves room for error. It leaves room for opportunities that are being left on the table or even not being created for growth. The second thing is market research. Now, again, common mistakes are not to do that, or to just do the bare minimum of looking at what competitors are doing online. And that's just not good enough. It's not market research that is going to support you to grow a thriving business. And it's quite often where people don't really want to spend their time, and they resist against it. And then they wonder why after 6 months they've made no money. Market research is so important because you're understanding who your soul aligned client is, those that are going to want to part with an exchange of money and gratitude for your services. They're not just going to be hunting for freebies. They want to work with you because they know and understand the value of working with you.
My name is Tim Wilde. I run Tim Wilde Practical Ascension, and I am a very proud sponsor of Kelly Vikings and her amazing new podcast series, Soul Business Success. My job here is to anchor light in, find out where we're going, what we're doing on this planet. And you can find out a little bit more about me on my website, www.timwild.com, or Facebook, Tim Wilde Practical Ascension, and I'm there on YouTube as well.
So we have to go deeper. We have to really understand who our soul aligned clients are, who those paid clients are. We have to go deeper in analysing our competition to really understand what our key differentiators are. And if we don't do that, then how do we know? How do we know how to differentiate our business from everyone else? How do we know how to position ourselves different from other people? Because a lot of my clients, you may be one of them listening, and you may certainly be a coach or a therapist. There's hundreds of you. There's hundreds of business mentors like me. But why do people choose to listen to my podcast? Why do people choose to come into my Soul Business Success free Facebook community? Why do they choose to have a psychic soul session with me, or invest in an online business audit or work with me one-to-one in one of my 12-week programs? Why me? Why do people work with you? Because we position ourselves. We show why people should work with us and how we're different. And so understanding how to differentiate our business is so important, and so many people fail to do it. Or they try and they get stuck. And really all they need is support to do this. But if you don't do it, you'll stay stuck, or it'll take you a long time to find it out yourself. So number three is opportunities. Okay, and this is so important. This is opportunities to create operations. So when creating a new business, we don't always know that this is something that we have to do, or we should do, or we'd like to do. And the reason for that is because we don't consider it. But having some real simple operations to support us is important. Like, for instance, having an insurance in place is an op. Having financial spreadsheets to look at projecting your cash flow and tracking your cash flow, so you know exactly where you are with your cash. So having financial spreadsheets are an important part of your ops. Registering for HMRC or whoever it is, in terms of, you know, you could be listening from the other side of the world. Wherever it is, your global organisation that you need to register your business with, whether it's self-employed or whether it's as a limited company, you still need to register. That is an op. Sending out terms and conditions, onboarding your clients, offboarding your clients, they're all ops. Taking time to put these in place is going to be something that saves you time and money in your business. Failing to do it may cost you money and make it even cost you clients. Not having terms and conditions to protect yourself, or legal protection, or insurance to pay for your legal protection, not only will it cost you money, but it could cost you your business. Think about that. Where you are right now isn't where you're going to be in your business journey. And one of the things that I've learned through experiencing the highs and the lows of business is we don't plan for the lows and we don't always plan for the highs, but we must be. It is our responsibility to do so. It will cost us time and money if we don't. So the fourth one is building and growing an audience. A lot of businesses, again, especially new, but even ongoing ones, I've known business owners, conscious business owners, fail to continue to have methods in place, strategies in place to build and grow their audience. And so things like, have you got an email list? Do you have a social media marketing plan? Do you have a sales plan? Do you have anything in place to successfully track your success? What works, what doesn't? You see, again, not having this in place is going to cost you time and money. How do we learn? How do we refine what we do? How do we get it right? Again, this is so important. And when you're starting in business, you can sometimes think, well, this isn't really relevant to me right now, but it is. It's just as relevant to you as it is to somebody who's been in business for many years. Get these things right. This is your foundation for growth. So building and growing your audience it's so important. And having a social media platform that you have designed a real plan for in terms of marketing and sales, and you have got a consistent conversion process, and you're able to nurture people through your email list. Things like this are so important. If you haven't got them, then it's going to take you time to grow your business. I'm going to be really honest with you here, and I'm going to tell you a secret. Not a secret, but, you know, I'm going to give you an insight into what I didn't do in my business, in my online business, in the first 2 years. I didn't grow an email list. I didn't. I'd heard it from somebody and I didn't start it. And I thought, oh, I'm just a new business. I don't need to do this. I wish I had. I really wish I had. It isn't about a lead magnet and creating a one-to-many offer and that's it, off we go. This is about having strong foundations in your business that support you. And even I didn't have them. And it took me time to realize that I needed to have them. And then when I started to grow an email list, I realized the power. Because my email list isn't just about selling. I send out weekly, and I take my time to do this as well. I love writing and channeling, and I love communicating and engaging in sharing like more personal insights with my audience. And that for me is important because they see me as me. That's why I'm authentic and real. I'm not some sort of like creative character.
Proudly sponsoring the Soul Business Success podcast show. I'm Marina Beach, the Soul Alchemist, Akashic Record Master, teacher and channel, who uses the potent etheric realms to clear karmic blocks and activates life and business breakthroughs. Creator of the Akashic Oracle, the keys to unlocking your future. Invest in your own Akashic Oracle cards by visiting my website, marinabeach.co.uk. These powerfully coded and illustrated cards reveal deep insights into your Akashic records across seven chambers, ranging from business to wealth, self-discovery and vitality. Access your free masterclass at any time on my website, marinabeach.co.uk.
So that is something else that is an important part of your foundation for growth. And the last thing is launching and promoting your business. So many people don't take time to invest in launching, promoting themselves, their business. This all comes down to marketing and sales. And we forget that sometimes people don't see our posts. We forget that we need to mention that we have a product, which is our best-selling product now, time and time again. And having a formula for success on your marketing and sales is going to save you time and money, but also create real rapid results. It's going to really support you to create automated evergreen approaches to your marketing and sales. I can't emphasize this enough. It's going to help conserve your energy and your time. And so again, launching and promoting you and your business, your products and your services to your clients is important. And if you don't do it, again, you're going to take a lot longer to grow your business. I just want to say here that, you know, with Marina's card, we've got the 22 energy of being really big. You know, this is promoting your business as the energy of being really big. And soul alignment, it's stepping into your truth, your truest path, your soul purpose. Working on things like your soul and your energy is so important here. Having the confidence to become visible and just doing it. So I hope today's episode has been a real insight into some of these ways. It's possibly been a bit of a slightly longer episode than 10 minutes, but I'm hoping that these were valuable insights into, you know, how to increase your opportunities for soul business success and how to strongly grow a sustainable, robust foundation in which your business grows, it grows, and will make you thrive. So I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Lots of love, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Soul Business Success. I would love for you to come back and listen to some more. So make sure you have rated, reviewed, and subscribed to my show, Soul Business Success. And whilst you're there, this is an invitation to come and join me and other entrepreneurs just like you in Soul Business Success, the free Facebook community. Hope to see you soon.